知行英语。Listen and share.
Something lives at Jackman Trail.就在 Jackman Trail 上的东西，Its face was long and thin, completely inhuman, and looked like no animal I've ever seen. It had two small humps on its back that could have been shoulder blade bones, but I'm really not sure. Its skin looked rough and dark. As I saw it, the first thing I thought was that it looked like a gargoyle, only much thinner and shorter. I'll never forget what happened next.The lights in this old car were pretty dim, so we had to get pretty close before we could see it completely. At about 15 feet from the creature, the car lights fell upon it fully. Its eyes reflected like a cat or dog's eyes, with only instead of the typical dull yellow color, it reflected a bright multi-hued yellow. The thing let out a scream that was more akin to a menacing.Throaty hiss directed at the car. It then left from the left side of the road to the tops of the trees on the right side from 25 to 30 feet high. Its 的脸又瘦又长，完全就不像张人的脸，可也不像我看过的什么动物。它背上有两块小的凸起物，我也不太清楚是不是肩胛骨。它的皮肤看上去又粗又黑，我一看到它，第一个想到的就是它看上去像是房子上的怪兽状滴水嘴，就是还要瘦些矮些。接下来发生的一切我永远都无法忘记，因为我们坐的这辆车灯很暗，所以要看清楚东西我们得凑得很近才行。在离那个东西大约15英尺远的时候，车灯才完完全全地照在了他身上。他的眼睛像猫或者狗的眼睛一样反光，但不是猫狗的那种没有光泽的黄色，而是亮亮的五彩斑斓的黄。他冲着车尖叫了一声，那声音更像是一种带有威胁性的从喉咙发出的嘶嘶声。然后他就从路的左边一跃跳上了右边25到30英尺的树上。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。 Its face was long and thin, completely inhuman, and looked like no animal I've ever seen.
它的脸又瘦又长，完全就不像张人的脸，可也不像我看过的什么动物。
It had two small humps on its back that could have been shoulder blade bones, but I'm really not sure.
它背上有两块小的凸起物，我也不太清楚是不是肩胛骨。
Its skin looked rough and dark.
它的皮肤看上去又粗又黑。
As I saw it, the first thing I thought was that it looked like a gargoyle, only much thinner and shorter.
我一看到它，第一个想到的就是它看上去像是房子上的怪兽状滴水嘴，就是还要瘦些矮些。
I'll never forget what happened next.
接下来发生的一切我永远都无法忘记。
The lights in this old car were pretty dim, so we had to get pretty close before we could see it completely.
因为我们坐的这辆车灯很暗，所以要看清楚东西我们得凑得很近才行。
At about 15 feet from the creature, the car lights fell upon it fully.
在离那个东西大约15英尺远的时候，车灯才完完全全地照在了它身上。
Its eyes reflected like a cat or dog's eyes, with only instead of the typical dull yellow color, it reflected a bright multi-hued yellow.
他的眼睛像猫或者狗的眼睛一样反光，但不是猫狗的那种没有光泽的黄色，而是亮亮的五彩斑斓的黄。
The thing let out a scream that was more akin to a menacing throaty hiss directed at the car.
他冲着车尖叫了一声，那声音更像是一种带有威胁性的从喉咙发出的嘶嘶声。
It then left from the left side of the road to the tops of the trees on the right side from 25 to 30 feet high.
然后他就从路的左边一跃跳上了右边25到30英尺的树上。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Inhuman 意为野蛮、残忍、无人性的，它有另外一个形式 inhumane， 二者都是 human 加上否定前缀 in 形成的反义词。No 在此做形容词，意为毫无、没有任何、没有一个。No animal 与 not any animal 即 not an animal。意思和用法是一致的。 Could have done something, would have done something, should have done something 这种句型表示对过去的推测，这种推测一般是在现实中并未发生，甚至与发生的事相反的事情。比如 We could have played football with them if it didn't rain， 如果没有下雨的话，我们应该能与他们踢一场球的。 Shoulder blade bone 即肩胛骨，也写作 shoulder bone。 To look like something 是固定用法，表示看起来像，外表与什么相似。 Gargoyle 原指怪物状的滴水嘴，其外形为一种奇怪形状或者有趣的动物的屋顶上的排水嘴，从水槽中渗出，装从墙上流下来的雨水，也常用来指古怪的人。 Pretty除了表示漂亮的这层意思之外，还常用来表示相当的、适当的。比如在本句当中，就是指车灯相当昏暗。而下句中的 get pretty close 即靠得适当的近、足够近。Fool 本身也有副词用法， fully 与之意义用法相近，在此处表示完全的、充分的。Would或者 will do something 含有总会、经常做某事、有做某事的习惯的意味，比如 She will lose the key， 她总是把钥匙弄丢了。 Instead of something 是固定搭配，表示是什么而非某物。 Dull 常见的意思除了枯燥乏味之外，还有本句当中用到的迟钝、呆滞之意。 Hue 意为颜色、色调，Multi 这个前缀表示多个、多种之意，比如 Multi-purpose 多功能的， Multi-aspect 多面、多项。本句中的 Multi-hued 就是多种颜色的、色彩的。 Let out 是固定动词词组，表示放出、泄露出秘密等。 Direct 有指向、瞄准的意思， Direct at something 就是瞄准、直冲着某物。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
Its face was long and thin, completely inhuman, and looked like no animal I've ever seen. It had two small humps on its back that could have been shoulder blade bones, but I'm really not sure. Its skin looked rough and dark. As I saw it, the first thing I thought was that it looked like a gargoyle.Only much thinner and shorter. I'll never forget what happened next. The lights in this old car were pretty dim, so we had to get pretty close before we could see it completely. At about 15 feet from the creature, the car lights fell upon it fully. Its eyes reflected like a cat or dog's eyes, with only instead of the typical dull yellow color, it reflected a bright multi-hued yellow.The thing let out a scream that was more akin to a menacing, throaty hiss directed at the car. It then left from the left side of the road to the tops of the trees on the right side from 25 to 30 feet high.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。